Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus dying does us no good if He didn't raise again. And it's just wonderful to know that we serve a risen Savior. Often for sunrise service, we ask a minister from another congregation to come and preach. This morning we're going to do something a little different. We have Tom Miller, Luis Perez, Tyrell Miller, and Danny Mast are going to be reading it's something I came across. It's an old time radio production actually. And Luis took and put everything down into writing, and they're going to read the Passion, and were you going to introduce it, or do you want me to? I don't know where's Tyrell? I don't see Tyrell. Okay, there. Okay, go. All right. What it will be is there's four men, and they will represent Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So I'm not sure which one is which, but Tom, who are you?
Luke.
Okay, Tom will be Luke. So whenever Tom is reading, his parts will all be from the book of Luke. And there's some overlap, there's some emphasis place, you know, sometimes, like, I think he is risen is stated several times. But anyways, hopefully we can get a little bit different, a fresh look again, I guess, at the Passion of Christ. So I'll just turn the time over to you, and then I'll go ahead and close when you're done. Thank you.
And resurrection are taken from the four Gospels in the King James Version of the Bible. There are four speaking voices. The words of St. Mark are read by Danny, those of St. Matthew by Tyrell, St. Luke by Tom, and by St. John by Luis, me. Of the four speakers, Mark, Matthew, and Luke, and John, we know little beyond the words they wrote in their Gospels. These words, however, have much to say of their character as men and the differences between them. Mark, with the simplicity of an old man, remembering what he himself had seen. The voice of one who had taken great part in action. The Gospel of Mark.
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached, saying, "There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose."
Matthew speaks with the force and authority of one who respects the past, one who has labored and lived among the people, listening long to their stories and putting together the great narrative with love, humility, and compassion. The Gospel according to Matthew.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations.
Luke's voice is the worldly but profoundly believing voice of a man who had journeyed much in the great cities of the Roman world. He was a cosmopolitan, a sensitive observer, to whom the narrative was true, not only for the province of Judea, but for the Roman Empire and for the world. The Gospel according to Luke.
For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most certainly believed among us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding, of all things from the very first to write unto thee in order, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
John testifies not only by the witness of his eyes, but of his soul. John is the penetrator to whom the past exists in the present, and the present exists in eternity, in whatever was, still is, and will always be. The Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The Son of Man, the passion and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned, in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went, and hanged himself.
Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. It was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall. Pilate then went out to them and said, What accusations bring ye against this man?
And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying, He himself is Christ, a king.
Then Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Pilate therefore said unto him, Thou art a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am king. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Then Pilate saith unto him, What is truth?
Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man.
And the chief priests accused him of many things, but Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled.
Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas, or Jesus which is called Christ? So they cried all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?
And they cried again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out more exceedingly, Crucify him.
When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it.
And he released Barabbas, who for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but delivered Jesus to their will.
And the soldiers led him away into the hall, called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him.
And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear the cross.
And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull,
into a place called the place of the skull, which is also called in Hebrew Golgotha.
And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh.
And they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink.
And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him.
And it was the third hour, and they crucified him.
And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots. And sitting down, they watched him there.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left.
And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.
Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save.
The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth.
And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
And some of them that stood by, when they had heard it, they said, Behold, he calls Elias.
And straightway one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him.
And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and gave up the ghost.
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened.
And when the centurion who stood by saw this, as he cried out, and he gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God.
And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things.
When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph,
which also waited for the kingdom of God.
This man went unto Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus.
Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered.
And he brought fine linen, and he took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulcher, which was hewn out of rock.
And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher, and departed.
And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulcher, and how his body was laid.
And there was Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulcher.
And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment.
Now the next day that followed, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember what that deceiver said while he was yet alive. After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.
And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher.
Very early in the morning,
when it was yet dark.
And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher.
And entering the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him.
But he is not here, for he is risen, as he said.
He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then rose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves.
Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went to the sepulchre, and seeth a linen clothesline in the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which come first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed.
Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils.
But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the other one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepeth thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And she turned and thus and said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabuni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend to my Father, your Father, and to my God, and your God.
Thank you, men, for reading that. I just thought it's neat to see how the Gospels coordinate, how they mesh. As I was laying in bed last night, I was thinking through some of these things, and I actually have a bit of scripture prepared, but it doesn't look like we're going to have time. But if you read through the story, Friday night in my message, I talked about that Christ, when God talks, he can talk in the present tense, even when referring to future things. And one of the things that Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 26, he said, Tonight you will be offended by me. But, and all of you will forsake me, but I will go before you into Jerusalem after I am risen. And they all said, No way. We will never. We know Peter said that, but it says when Peter said, Though all men deny thee, yet I will never deny thee. Though all men forsake thee, yet I will never deny thee. And then there's a little phrase, So said all the disciples. And about four or five verses later, it says, And then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Now Jesus had said, You will all forsake me, and I will go before you into Jerusalem. When Jesus comes out of the tomb, well, and they said, No, that's not going to happen. Well, they all forsook him. When Jesus came out of the tomb, The angels told the ladies at the tomb, Go and tell his disciples. There was still association. He didn't say, Go tell his betrayers. Go tell the ones that used to follow him. go tell his disciples, and then later, that I go before you into Jerusalem, just like I said. And then, as the ladies are running to go tell the disciples, they meet Jesus. And he says, all hail, which is greetings. It's a joyful greeting. And as they took him by the feet in worship, he said, go and tell my brethren. And not one of those disciples had had a chance to come and talk to him and make things right. And Jesus called them brethren. And then he went before them to Jerusalem. We know the story. They came and they were gathered together in the room and Jesus appeared to them. I have a song. Is the song ready, Josh? Don Francisco, he's alive. But I want us to try to think. Peter's the most well-known of the disciples that denied Christ. But try to put ourselves in his shoes. I promised him I would not deny him. But it came time to put that to the test. I denied him 3 times. I swore. Utter failure, utter hopelessness. Wow. What can you do? Go ahead.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear that they would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches, and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to the hurry. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. Both ran toward the guard, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. The power of where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. But something strange had happened there, but just what, did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I had promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Said, you will reject me, and I will go before you after I am born. John 14, 1-3, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I hope that you are looking forward to that day. Let's stand for prayer. We will plan to leave here immediately, go to Thurston Woods and have and sing there. Who's in charge over there? Aaron, okay. I liked your confidence there. And then after we're done singing there, we'll come back and have breakfast, and services will start here at, somebody help me out, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock we'll plan to meet back in here for service. So, is there any announcements, anything needs to be made before? Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your death and for your resurrection. We thank you, Lord, that you have defeated death and sin in the grave. We praise you, we exalt you, we lift you up. We ask you, Lord, to have the preeminence in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you are trustworthy. Thank you, Lord, that you are able to keep your word. We praise you. We bless you. Dismiss us with your blessing, we ask in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for the singing as we go. I pray, Lord, that we'd be a blessing to the residents, and that we could just be an encouragement to those we come in contact with. Thank you, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You're dismissed.